what else do you guys want to talk about?
Let's be honest. I made a list here of like everything they talked about at E3s in case.
Did you guys look at the other, like the Fallout 4 videos from today?
Oh, which ones?
Where they go into more of like the customizing, like you can build your own house and like.
Oh, yeah, I was looking about the salvage
like,
and stuff.
Gridded up, like. Have like power grids and like start your own like village and shit.
Are you recording now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's like if there's a spot to put my dick into my Xbox.
So, the amazingly enough, the one thing that blew me away is when you're like the robot was like, "Is that you, sir? Oh my god, it's been so long!" And then you pick a dialogue option, and he actually talks to the robot. I was like, holy shit. It's like see, not a Legend of Zelda character anymore. It's he actually has style. Like a voice. Yeah. And
did you see that they don't call you like Vault Dweller? They call you by your name because they had the voice actor record 2,000 of the most popular names.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. I mean, I guess if you're like Dick Butt, like they won't know your name there, but... You know, if you're in one of those 2,000 like common names, you got a good shot.
The nice. Older baseball games, they'd have like a set of like stored names that were like the announcers would say, but they would never have Ishmael. But yeah, there was a pitcher named Ismael Valdez, so there was like no H, so they'd always say Justin Ishmael. It was cool.
Justin Ismael.
I like games that do that.
Ooh. Yeah, so I mean that's neat. Just the whole game looks crazy.
Yeah,
crazy so that's good.
I like the whole turrets around your encampment, everything like so you can protect it from raiders and everything.
I mean the big thing are mods. Is I think this is the first time they've ever any game has connected PC mods to the console version. Like you don't do the modding on Xbox, but you can log on to like Steamworks
and import the approved mods and stuff.
Do your mod and then it'll transfer over free of charge. By the way,
when they did the announcement, it's not going to be like fresh out the gate. Like they have to. It'll be like a couple of months or something.
Oh really? I was reading today that the Xbox One is like day one mods.
Really?
With PlayStation 4. Okay. TBA.
Yeah. I thought I read something that said that it wouldn't be day one, but it'd be
You might have been reading because they were talking about the PlayStation 4 version today.
Maybe. But I mean, they don't even know if PlayStation 4 can support it at this point, do they?
That's true. I'm sure they can at some point.
Probably not. Sorry.
So that was, what is this? I'm kind of in the middle of time, but welcome to the Nintendo Dreamcast. This is today E3, of course.
It's a special E3 episode. Yeah. I'm sure this would be like E3 part one, because we'll probably have to do a part two.
There's a whole, there's like three more conferences tomorrow. So.
Yeah, it's the Nintendo conference, the Square conference,
and something else. I can't remember.
Yeah. I don't know.
But the things that we've done already is yesterday, which I totally missed, was the
Bethesda.
Yeah, Bethesda and the Nintendo World Championship or whatever.
How'd Jay do?
He lost.
Oh, well.
Yeah, he went with a friend.
Did he go try out?
Yeah.
Which Best Buy did you go to? The indie one?
I don't know. He went to a Best Buy? I thought he had to go to Chicago or something, didn't he?
No, there were eight Best Buys nationwide. The closest one to here was Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. He probably went to that one.
Yeah.
So like let's talk
about that some more. So how is
he? Did he post anything on Facebook? Are you still friends with him?
Yeah. He said that he and his friend went there and they didn't get in. Basically,
oh, I thought it'd be more dramatic than that given his history.
It was a cumulative score between three games: the original Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 3, and Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's been playing all three of those games.
He's not a big Dr. Mario player. No.
Me either.
Oh, he's like, Dr. Mario, the one weakness in my game.
Yeah. The best person I've ever seen at Dr. Mario is one of my best friend's dads. He's like 45 years old when I first met him, and he would play that game every night after work for hours on hours.
I thought it was kind of bullshit they threw Dr. Mario in there. If it had been like Tetris or Contra or anything else, I would have been the world champion. But it's just my Achilles heel.
I'm looking up his post right now. not sure. Are we legally allowed to read people's posts on the internet?
Oh, no. It's public forum.
Oh, just read the one guy's post that's not Jay, the other guy.
the other guy that sounds just like Jay.
Yeah.
I could have swore Jay was in studio 2 seconds ago. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, there's a video that he's in, apparently, from that Chicago. Yeah, he went up to. He made it to Chicago, apparently.
Damn.
So, I don't know.
Is he being interviewed in the video or anything?
I don't know. I didn't watch the video.
Let's watch the video. Let's watch it right now.
Live stream it. Let's do a reaction video. Come on.
I just want to imagine it's like the announcer, and he's like, "So, are you excited to be here at the Nintendo?" And he's like, and then they just cut him off and keep going.
Yeah.
Video Armageddon. That's from the Wizard, right? That's what it was called?
Oh, it's like 29 minutes long.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to try to see if I can see him.
So, I mean, the big conferences today were Xbox was the first one at 10 a.m. Pacific time. After that was EA, then Ubisoft. Was there anything besides PlayStation after that? I don't think so. But, I mean, there was a lot of games we knew were coming and a lot of games that got freshly announced.
Well, let's start off with Bethesda, man. How crazy is that not only did they announce it, but it's coming out in 5 months?
Yeah.
That's insane.
That is insane.
That's crazy. That's
awesome. They're really good at keeping secrets.
They had Fallout 4. Well, I mean, they had those leaks, of course, but they had Fallout 4 wrapped around their finger till the very end.
And they're just so confident. Like, everybody knew it was coming out, and they're like, you know what? We don't have to spend a year marketing.
Yeah.
Like, and, it's going to sell 1 billion copies.
They interviewed the guy afterwards about the leaks and stuff, and he's like, the one thing I was really surprised about is no one knew about Fallout Shelter. Because all of our employees have it installed on their phones and have been playing it for like months now, and somehow that's the thing that doesn't get
leaked. Yeah, well, and it came out as soon as the conference was over, and so it had to go to like the Apple store for review like 2 weeks ago, probably. So
that's only on Fallout Shelter is a mobile only game on iPod right now. But there's news that
iOS. We don't call them iPods.
Sorry.
It's like Sim iPods. You take care of your
mobile. But I mean, it's not just iPods. They're on iPads too. That's why I can't say iPods anymore or iPhones.
iOS.
But it's they confirmed it'll be an Android eventually.
Yeah, it's not out yet. But man, there's so much just in the Fallout that's going on. The collector's edition looks awesome.
Shit. Oh yeah, that Pip-Boy.
Yeah, it's a Pip-Boy replica where you slide your phone
into it.
And I almost ordered the collector's edition because I still have my collector's edition Fallout 3 with the lunchbox and everything.
Yeah.
But after doing my research, the phone app you'll still be able to use without the collector's edition.
Yeah,
I can use my phone as a Pip-Boy.
It's like a second screen Dead Rising 3 kind of thing.
Yeah. So the price of the collector's edition, you would be spending $60 for a hollow plastic
shell. It's literally a plastic model that
I decided not to, which, you know, I was all jazzed about it because I'm like, because I've gotten, you know, and I have the Fallout New Vegas collector's edition with the poker chips and the graphic novel and everything, but I'm like, I can't. Unless there's something else in that box.
Yeah, because it's like $120.
Yeah, $60 is what you're spending on the plastic. I mean, it's super cool, and I would love to like be doing it, but more than likely, I'm just going to be killing stuff and not doing
things. If I was 12, maybe it'd be fun to like run
around.
Also,
I just realized I'm on a podcast and nobody could see what I was doing. But I was lifting my wrist up and pretending that I was hitting Pip-Boy buttons.
I could see it like I've seen a lot of videos in the past of people making their own Pip-Boys for like cosplay and stuff. So I could understand if you wanted to take a shortcut in your cosplay and get it through there. I would definitely understand it.
Probably make a better one.
Yeah. I don't know.
And none of the knobs move.
It looked pretty good. Oh, I guess.
Yeah. None of the knobs move and it's plastic.
I've watched the videos where they make these and they spend like 2 weeks like putting it together or something to be able to just buy a plastic replica for like $60 basically. Like,
yeah.
So you think they'll stick to the 5 month turnaround with the release date? Like it'll hit no matter what?
Yeah, dude. Did you not see
announce it at
E3 and then like launch all the pre-orders and be like, oh yeah, we're not going to. Every Bethesda game, Skyrim
was
like and Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas, they all came out in November, like in that same week. That's their window, and they've been working on this game for 5 years now.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's going to get delayed.
They definitely waited until they were ready to announce it for it. That's probably why they haven't announced the release date earlier, because they were afraid probably, because it's pretty, it seems really ambitious, all the stuff that's in it, so they probably wanted to wait until they're like, we can absolutely hit this release date.
Yeah,
so.
And that's pretty cool.
Which is good, like more companies should do that. They should quit with the skipping back and forth and shit.
I really like the design of the new Pip-Boy in the game, though. Like, Did you see any of that
photo? The animations and
stuff?
Yeah,
like when you just, switch screens, like...
They're not just static pictures anymore. Yeah. Like, your strength guy goes like... and flexes his muscles and...
Yeah, and the noises and shit it makes when you switch screens.
Yeah, and you can actually, rather than zooming in all the way, it's kind of like you actually just look at your wrist and you can see him, like, turning the knobs with his hand.
And you can play video games on it, too.
Like, yeah, I saw a little mini
games. The one thing that I'm concerned about, though, on the mod front is I'm guessing that the graphical mods won't be compatible. I can't imagine that they would be. Do you know how on PC, like, so the biggest, like, Skyrim Fallout mods are, like, complete HD graphical overhauls?
Yeah,
I don't sure, there's know gonna if be that like would be compatible with...
We'll have to see. This is completely new territory, yeah. So I have no idea how they're going to be able to do it.
There's probably going to be some, like, gatekeeper system where they won't, like, just let any mod through.
I imagine the mods that do come through are mods that don't change, like, the graphics or anything at all.
Right. Because, I mean, yeah.
And I'm curious if, like, you know, naked Fallout 4 model, because, you know, that's half the mods for Skyrim and people running around naked.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Nipple mod.
That's a big problem with user-generated content is, I mean, I think it, I guess it's fine on computer because I don't really care. I don't know. But.
One thing that I found curious, though, is that the whole time that they're planning this mods for Xbox One thing, they tested the pay for mods water a month before they announced it.
Yeah.
Because you know that went over. It would have been like, now you can buy mods from and play them on your Xbox One.
Yeah, that would have really pissed people off.
Yeah. So they tested it. They're like, oh, would you guys want to buy, you know, and everybody's like, nope. They're like, okay,
nope.
Never mind.
Anything else come from Bethesda before these two
followers? A lot of shit.
Other notable things from Bethesda
Dishonored
is Doom.
Yeah.
Doom looked really good,
Doom
I thought.
Doom looked pretty good.
I haven't really been interested in a Doom game in a while, but that looked good.
The last Doom game was terrible, if I remember correctly, so it'll be interesting to see what they do with it.
It looked interesting. I like how they put slowdown now while you change weapons.
Dishonored 2 is probably the next biggest thing out of Bethesda after Fallout 3. I was watching that. I thought it looked really cool. Like, you can play as Emily. They're talking about you can play as Emily or you can play as the original guy. They force you to play, like, one level with Emily just to, like...
Try it out.
Force you to try her out before you make that decision. But it's supposed to be, like, there are two perspectives on the same story. So I don't know if it's going to be them playing through the same story missions or it'll be, like, different story missions for each of them or something. But I think that would be really interesting. You're, like, in a different city assassinating people.
It has happened. The Hearthstone clones are coming.
Yep. There's a Elder Scrolls Legend card game, and there's also skipping ahead. There's a Star Wars card game coming out too.
They're all following the Hearthstone model of, like, free to play, but you can also buy packs of cards, kind of stuff. I'll be interested. The thing that has made Hearthstone so successful is, like, Blizzard's dedicated, like, team to, like, they do. Whatever you say about Blizzard, they do a really good job with Hearthstone, so I'm curious. I mean, we saw where Bethesda previously had tried to copy Blizzard with Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
Did not work out very well.
They had a commercial for Elder Scrolls Online during the stream.
Did they?
Yeah. That was interesting.
It just, one thing about, I mean... Like, the Elder Scrolls card game and the Star Wars card game, they're coming out are clear, like, cash grabs. I mean, it's hard to say that they're not. Like, you see how successful Hearthstone is. Like, okay, yeah. I would like some of that money. So, I don't know. But they didn't show any gameplay or anything. They just announced it, right?
No. The card game, so. I didn't see anything for... I didn't get to watch the Bethesda one, so I don't know what they did for...
I looked for some screens, but I didn't see anything.
But when they announced the Star Wars one, they literally just put up an icon on the TV and said, Star Wars card game. Okay, moving on. Moving on, we'll just keep talking. So that was Bethesda yesterday. Do we have any news on the Nintendo World Championship front besides just the fact that Jay didn't make it in?
Yeah, I found a post further down that I hadn't seen before. He got a total score of 330,400, which doesn't even beat his personal best because he's not good at Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
So
he's like a bullshit.
It's bullshit. And I don't know.
Don't you have to diversify, like a triathlon, man? You have to know that you have to play different
games. Well, they're all three practice. Mario games, right? The three games.
Mm-hmm. Right.
he was probably thinking like maybe there'd be some Galactus in there or
he knew what centipede. It was when he got in there.
Oh yeah,
when he.
He should have been just practicing.
He said he was just happy to fulfill his childhood dream of playing in the playing in the world championship.
That's my childhood dream to fail as well.
Oh, that's right. There was also a Smash tournament yesterday. So like Super Smash Brothers, I think probably Brawl or whatever the Wii U one.
Did you post that Ryu's coming to Smash Brothers?
Yes. That's a story I saw on Kotaku. Ryu, but he's not like. He's like a downloadable character, so you have to buy him.
Nice.
But Ryu will be in the new Smash, and he works just like the other characters, where you can like just press the B, A or B button or whatever to shoot a fireball, or you can just do down and B to do his little spinny kick. But they've made it so that if you actually do the correct key combinations for the moves, like half like quarter circle A to do a fireball, it'll shoot a more powerful fireball. So actually being able to play Street Fighter is going to be in your advantage if you're using Ryu.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's everything that happened Sunday. So kicking off early today at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, we had the Xbox One. And honestly, I think it was basically the best of the day.
Yeah, they totally killed it this year.
Yeah,
like, they said it was going to be hands above anything they've ever done.
Yeah, Xbox One E3 so far, unless like Square Enix just like blows it out of the water. Well, or Nintendo. Nintendo still has a shot.
Yeah.
Nintendo's still in the running.
I think the thing that I'm most pleased about with the Xbox is that the people running the company obviously have seen what, you know, with last year with PlayStation 4 and what's been going on, that they're intelligent enough to react to the market.
Yeah, like,
we really need to pull it together. We need to have some great content, some, you know, some hardware reforms, like a price reduction. We really need to show people that as a company, if you've bought an Xbox One, we are going to fully support you. And I was really impressed with that.
And they definitely have like a clear and concise strategy for taking down Sony. And like, yeah, I think they're going to do it. So,
but they actually fit a lot into their conference too. They showed a lot of games. And they even had announcements about like the new hardware is coming out and the new application, like EA Access made an announcement, which is weird because they had their own freaking show.
Yeah. I think that's Xbox exclusive, though, right?
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah.
I'm really excited about the, out of all the things that Microsoft announced, the modular controller. And I think it's the first step, because I know you're going to be able to start streaming Windows 10.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really good step into like playing PC games on
your console.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. I like
all the mappable buttons
when they're
they pop off.
There's like an elite Xbox controller coming out if you haven't seen it, and it's literally a controller you can modify. Like if you don't like this particular joystick, it comes with four or five or like some amount of joysticks that you can just sub out.
The D-pads are awesome. Yeah. You can have that like flat.
Yeah, the like you can either
concave
have like a
D-pad.
Yeah, it's like a concave sphere.
Half sphere
that you can use instead of a regular D-pad. And I think that's for like fighting games like Street Fighter, so it makes it a lot easier to roll those half circles and quarter circles or even like full circles.
It's got two mappable buttons.
Oh yeah,
below
like you actually have like mappable buttons, which is unprecedented in a console game.
It's got like a hair trigger adjustment for each of them, too.
I don't understand what that is, but I was watching it, and I'm like, what?
It gives you like you can make the button basically go out further or go in further, so you can get a quicker like shot off, or you can, you know, kind of...
Cool. Like, so you can adjust the sensitivity of the buttons themselves, basically?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Anyway, I'm sure that's going to be like $80. But it looks amazing.
Yeah, I haven't bought a second controller yet, and I'll definitely buy that.
Like, yeah, that controller looks awesome.
Especially, like, I'm really just with the Windows 10 streaming, I think it's going to be worth it right there.
But that's one of the hardware things they announced. EA Access was something EA came and talked out about, where basically it's like a subscription service for EA where they'll have, like, a vault of games, and you can play those games as much as you want, as long as you're paying $5 a month for it. And I don't know. There was like 8 or 12 games in the library right now. I didn't get a chance to look at all of them, but
Dragon Age Inquisition was one of them.
It's coming out. Like, it seemed like half of them were just sports games, though. Oh, and you also get like if you're an EA Access, you get a percentage discount on any purchases you make of EA games. Because the even though you have the EA Access thing, it doesn't seem like you get any of the DLC for the games in the vault. You still have to buy any DLC you want for the games. Huh. So you have a discount for it. At least that's what I took away from it. And their big showstopper at the end of their conference was the HoloLens. They finally showed off. Like we'd heard about being able to put the Minecraft world on a table, sort of. But just like to see it in action was amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah. Like you like lifted up the Minecraft world while this other lady was like playing around.
Yeah, like
in it.
Some other lady was on her iPad playing. And he was like, kind of like moving the map around, so you'd see her running around. It's just funny. You're like, "Oh, I am God, yeah. Thunderbolt!"
That's yeah. He can select stuff and like, yeah, hit it with a lightning bolt. So he turns some pigs into zombie pigmen.
Yeah, just like, wow, that's gonna be amazing.
That is gonna be amazing.
Just like. First, you've got Minecraft, but just to the other applications that you can think
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see what else they'll do with HoloLens, because...
I just want to play D&D on it. I just want the DM to control the world.
I remember we had a couple episodes where, like, well, that's never coming out. Yeah. I don't even remember that at all. But.
And there's a smaller thing, but there's a thing they announced called Xbox Preview, where it's kind of like bringing games still in development that you can play a trial of, and kind of... It's like... Xbox is Kickstarter almost
something
a little bit.
Or Steam has something similar, green like kind of like Greenlight.
Yeah, Greenlight is what I'm thinking of. So Xbox is getting its own sort of Greenlight, and they announced like DayZ and Longest Night,
which I think is genius.
Some of the first games for it. Yeah.
Everybody should be doing that.
So the last big hardware, backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
It's not fully backwards compatible. It's just 100 titles, and they're going to be adding more. But I'm like, that's all. Like, was that so hard?
No,
it should.
It's great, because I was just talking about this the other day, because our Xbox 360 is in the bedroom, and I was talking to Allie. I was like, I'd really like to play, like, Mass Effect was one of the games. Yeah. I said I'd like to play Mass Effect again. I was like, I kind of wanted to play Witcher 2 before I played Witcher 3 again, but I was like, I don't want to move the. I was like, I wish that I was like, even if I could just buy them as a downloadable title or whatever. But and then they announced it. I'm like, okay,
yeah. I have the same problem. And I have my Xbox 360 hooked up in my bedroom so I can watch Netflix when I'm going to sleep or something. And I've thought about moving it downstairs so I could play it again. But downstairs I have a PlayStation. A PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, a Wii, Xbox One, and something else, all hooked up to it right now. So, like, if you see like the back of my TV has like 20 plugs, and they're like all used, basically.
Yeah, it's no room for it.
Yeah, so I would have to like switch it with my Prius 3, and I'm like, it seems like a lot of work. I'm just gonna keep playing Destiny or something like that. Yeah. So backwards compatibility is really cool.
That's amazing, because the Sony's not going to be able to do that because of the cell processor and the PS3.
Apparently, it's just impossible for them.
Right, which is why they have to charge $1 million for that streaming game service.
PlayStation Now.
PlayStation Now, yeah. Which just sucks.
But those were the biggest... Backwards compatibility for me was the thing, because...
That's going to be
That is my key. That has been my key issue with new next gen for a while now. I remember... I never bought a PS3 because I just wanted to buy a PS4, and then I wanted to go back and play all the PS3 exclusives that I missed. And when they announced that it's like not going to be backwards compatible, I'm like, oh, fuck. Now I actually have to buy a PS3 to play these fucking games. Mm-hmm. So that's sitting back like $100 because they were doing like a sale, but I was just ticked off about it.
What were some of the big games from the Microsoft presser?
The Microsoft big games, obviously Halo 5, Guardians. They did a little bit of gameplay footage for it, so we got to see the world a little
bit. Basically, you're like hunting Master Chief.
I think it's going to be a little bit like...
ODST, kind of, because Nathan Fillion's back.
It is going to be a little bit like ODST, but I was going to say Halo 2, because it seems like there's more than one main character.
Well, yeah, it is you have Master Chief, who's a leader of Blue Team, which is like Kelly, Linda, him, and I forget the other guy from the books. And then Fire Team Osiris is headed by Locke, which includes Buck. They're Spartan Force, and Halo, Master Chief, and then my Spartan 2s.
Is this any of the game? I've played all the games. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Mainly from the books.
The Blue Team and Fire Team Osiris and stuff are from the books.
Books, yeah.
Who wrote these books?
I don't know.
There's novels on Halo?
I barely knew they
existed. There's five original novels that consider...
We'll take the thinnest of stories from this video game, and we're going to make it into a novel.
The books are really good. The first five are really good about Spartan 2s.
There's five?
There's five Halo books about Spartan 2s.
What's the difference between it? Why are they numbered?
Spartan 2s.
Is like how old they are?
No, Spartan 2s was a program
there.
Where they...
But like the iPhone 2.
They combed the DNA code of everybody that they could find. They kidnapped the kids when they were younger.
Just like everybody they can find?
They cloned them, sent a sickly clone back to the parents, and that eventually died. So they kept them for the Spartan 2. The suit is fused to them. They can't take it off.
How do they poop?
Spartan 4s
it's a book. They have to explain it how they poop.
Same way astronauts do.
Exactly.
Astronauts shit out their butt. They can take their clothes off.
And then Spartan 4s is actual program where people in the armed forces, you enlist into it, test into it, and become there's five books in the first about the Spartan 2s, and then Spartan 4s are the ones I can choose to put on the armor and take it off. So
they get to take their pants off and shit.
You played, remember,
they can go to the toilet. That's the difference between 2 and 4.
You remember ODST, the shock troopers?
Yeah.
You see Spartan 4s in there, same way, because Buck's in that game in ODST.
That's I don't even play these games, and I've picked up this just from living in a world where Halo exists. Yeah.
I mean, I've played all the games, but I cannot tell you what
they're
about.
I didn't know there was any Spartans in ODST. I don't remember that.
They're Spartan 4s. They're not Spartans. And do you guys know who Catherine Halsey is?
No. Okay. Does Matt?
I have no idea.
Is that the scientist that created the Spartans?
Exactly, yeah. She's in all the games, either in passing or in mentioned. And
don't you meet her, old Catherine?
Yes, you do.
Hello, John. Welcome back.
Is she the one that created Cortana also?
Yep. Yeah. Yep, Cortana is mimicked directly.
I know who that is because she's the shitty Windows 10 Siri.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you guys watch the E3 After show that Xbox was putting on at 7 o'clock? Cortana is coming to the Xbox One.
Cool. An interface.
Yeah. So Connect? Rather than the talking thing. Instead of talking to your Xbox, you're now talking to Cortana, and they're doing a whole dashboard update and stuff like that. It looks pretty slick.
I saw the new dashboard. I didn't know Cortana.
Yeah, Cortana's in there. So you I think now instead of saying Xbox, say Cortana. Cortana record the last 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's apparently they've streamlined being able to share clips and stuff because they went over it and you Cortana, record the last 1 minute, and she's like, that's recorded. What would you like? Would you like to share a message with this clip? And then you go check this out, and it'll type check this out, and then just put it up for you.
Suck my dick, Cortana.
Yeah.
My brother makes videos endlessly on Xbox and shares them with his friends and stuff, and they get thousands and thousands of views.
So that wasn't in the conference, though. I was kind of surprised. Yeah. But I mean, I guess that's the kind of thing you should save for, because no one wants to hear about a console or a dashboard update and an E3 big show.
They're
going to
be doing official videos for the rest of E3 too.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
but that's
a stage.
They'll parse it out over the next few days.
Yeah. That's Halo Guardians. They had a little bit of play for Rise of the Tomb Raider. Just kind of the opening scene.
That's what
it seemed like all of this gameplay footage was just the opening scenes of the game, basically. Yeah. But you're obviously Laura, and you have your little buddy with you, Jonah, or whatever his name is.
That's a fat dude.
Yeah. You're climbing a mountain. Of course, you're doing a terrible job of it. And you're climbing up sheer sheets of ice for some reason without anchoring yourself anywhere. They're just anchored to each other. And for somehow when Laura falls off and whacks herself against the ice, just those two little damn ice picks are enough to sustain that amount of
dude. She's very thin.
I don't know. That's the other thing I was wondering. I was like, what if Johanna or whatever his name was
Jonas
fell off?
Or
Johann Sebastian
Bach. What if Jonas fell off? He looks like he's 400 pounds.
There's no way
how
Laura
is Laura supposed to support him if he fell off? So yeah. That was a very flawed.
They were in a hurry because that storm was coming.
Yeah, very flawed climb. I mean, if there was a storm coming, maybe they should have just waited in that cave for another couple of hours.
Exactly.
I don't understand why there's a storm on the front.
Maybe they're trying
better
to beat someone to that
city. Better start making a dangerous mountain climb. But that, Rise of the Tomb Raider seemed okay from what I saw. It just looked a lot like the old game.
I thought it looked good.
Yeah.
I'm I'm excited.
Did they show Gears of War 4 at all, or just announce it?
They did. Gears of War 4. They showed a little bit of gameplay video again. It just seemed like it was like the first scene of the game.
Do you play as Marcus?
No.
I totally missed that part.
Oh, you did? No, you don't play as Marcus. I didn't catch who you play as. I thought they were about to start showing, because they announced the HD remake of Gears of War.
I just got my token for the beta for that.
They were about to talk about the HD remake, and they went into gameplay footage for Gears of War 4. So I was sort of zoned out for a second. I was like doing my laundry at the same time.
Yeah.
So
I was at work all damn day, so I didn't get to see any of this.
But they did Gears of War, and it is interesting. You're like out at night, and you're going to a castle, and there's like all these like weird pods all over the place, and they spew up like,
is it Locust again?
No.
Okay, because we did, like, that would upset me, because at the end of Gears of War 3, like, you kill all the Locusts.
Yeah.
What about any Fable games?
There is a Fable Legends game.
It's free to play.
Free to play. That's
better be free.
That's like more of a warning sign for me than like a pro point, because it means the game's probably going to be kind of shitty, and they're going to expect you to make microtransactions.
The design in it looked pretty cool, though. Like, evil witch at the end.
Yeah, I started to get really excited because the opening trailer was like, there are heroes in this world, but this land does not want them, and I shall cast them out. I didn't know what the game was at that point. I'm like, is there actually a video game we're going to be able to play a villain killing heroes? I thought it would be like the boss monster of video games. Games or something like that. Yeah. But I thought, so I was really excited for a second, and then Fable Legends came out. I'm like, oh shit. And they're like, free to play. And I'm like, oh, devil shit.
Peter Molyneux's not involved anymore, so it might actually be good.
It might be good.
But free to play.
It's free to play, so I'll definitely try it out. But I can't promise it'll be that great.
I did get my copy of Boss Monster the Next Level from the Kickstarter, so I'll have to bring that next time.
Cool.
Another thing people had heard a lot of rumors about, and they eventually announced was true, was Rare Replay.
Yeah, every Rare game ever made, yeah, pretty much.
Like 30 Rare games for $30.
Like Donkey Kong Country and shit?
Actually, no. I don't think Donkey Kong was on the list is probably the problem.
Wasn't it?
No, because Donkey Kong is owned by Nintendo.
Yeah.
So
that's not going to happen.
It's Namco Bandai. No, Nintendo or something like that.
Banjo-Kazooie is on
But like Banjo-Kazooie, Tui, Nuts and Bolts.
RC Pro-Am.
RC Pro-Am. Perfect Dark Zero. I have the whole list that I could go through. I recognize like half
read
of the
all
games.
30. Read
Battle
all 30
Toads.
Right now.
Battletoads.
Battletoads.
All the Battletoads games probably,
yeah,
right?
There's like all three of them or something like that.
Are they making a new Battletoads?
No. But they had some stuff about Dishonored 2.
That'd be worse than a new Shenmue.
they had Dishonored 2 and Fallout 4 in their show as well. That's when they talked about they'd have mods on there.
Mm-hmm.
They had a brief, just like 1 minute trailer for Dark Souls 3, and then didn't talk about it at all after that. It was just like Dark Souls 3, and they just moved right on to the next thing. But they had a spot for Tom Clancy's The Division and Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege.
About Dark Souls 3, one of the things somebody noticed was the Estus flask is back.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So
I saw that Rainbow Six Siege comes with Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2.
Yes.
That looks pretty cool. I liked both of those games a lot.
And they had a short segment for Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2. Ugh, it was not as interesting.
The first one's really good. I don't know if you've played it. It's in the vault, so try it out if you do the vault at all.
I think The Division looks all right. It looks kind of like, I don't know, Destiny-ish.
Oh, yeah. The Division looks really good because it's kind of like an RPG.
Yeah. I think when it was at E3 last year, it was a totally different game. It seemed
They didn't have really good coverage of it in the Xbox One, but when they brought it back up again during the Ubisoft?
Yeah.
Yeah, during the Ubisoft one, they did a lot more gameplay footage, and it was really awesome because you kind of form a party with other people, and you go into a dark zone, and there's like special loot you get in the dark zone, and you run into other players, and you can either work with them or just kill them off.
Yeah.
And so there's like a lot of backstabbing going on in the dark zone, so I thought that was really funny. They had a really great video. It's obviously scripted, but just like a great demonstration of what can happen when you bring two people you don't know into the dark zone or something like that, or maybe two people you do know.
Right, right.
So they had the Tom Clancy stuff up there. Talking about Rare, actually, they announced that they're making a new original game, Sea of Thieves, which is sort of like a really cartoony pirate game.
I saw that. I wondered if it was that Pirates of the Caribbean MMO that got canceled a long time ago.
I don't know. They didn't really have any gameplay footage. It was just all kind of trailer. It's still, I think it was like a 2016 game, so it's nowhere near completion where they actually show anything, but they just wanted to let us know about it.
There's that new game by Inafune and
Recore.
Developers of Metroid Prime.
So I was really watching good. That, and I almost thought it might be like Destiny 2 or something, because it kind of showed like Desolate Wasteland. It looked like a hunter-looking character walking around with like a dog, a robot dog, but obviously it's not. But it seems like the robots are controlled by these little spheres, because if you pull it out, they die and stuff. But there was no gameplay footage for that either. It's just a pure trailer. But it was a woman and her dog sacrifices himself to destroy a whole bunch of little red cord evil robots.
Yeah.
And so she finds another robot to put his core into, and she's like, good boy, welcome back.
Yeah, the minute that trailer started, I was like, that dog probably dies at some point in the game. Killed him at the end.
Looks like he dies a lot.
They covered a couple of independent developer games in a lot of depth, too, more than anyone else did independent developer games.
Yeah, like, Cuphead was really good. Looked really good.
Cuphead is like a game set in, it has like a very 1930s cartoon animation style.
Yeah.
And it's about two guys with cups that made a deal, like, that gambled with the devil and now have to do his bidding. And you fight all kinds of cool looking bosses and stuff. It looked really interesting.
Yeah.
A couple of other things that got announced. Gigantic is some sort of co-op game where there's like five different heroes you can pick from, and they all have a guardian they can summon. It's like a big dragon or something, and you fight other
people. Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that.
They had like slight gameplay footage, like not really gameplay footage. It was just like trailer footage. It didn't look too interesting, to be perfectly honest. A little kitty, maybe. So I didn't. But there was Ashen, which is sort of like an RPG game. The guy that made DayZ came in and talked about a game he's creating in space. I think it was called Ion, but it was just a trailer. No actual indication of what the game would actually be like at all.
That was a little weird.
Yeah. And the last one, it was a game called Tacoma. It was it's from the same guys that made Gone Home.
Oh, really? I didn't pick up on that.
So it's like you were sent to investigate like an abandoned space station or something and figure out what happened there. So pretty common story, but interesting.
I did not watch the EA press conference.
Okay, so that's about everything they covered in the Xbox One. It was pretty good. I thought it was the best one. EA, first thing they did was Mass Effect Andromeda. Just a trailer. All it showed was your back as you picked a planet to travel to. And then when you get there, he gets in the little Land Rover thing and drives around. Yeah, the Mako.
Nice.
So maybe the Mako is coming back, even though I think a lot of people hated the Mako in the first game.
That was my favorite part.
I should mention, Xbox also did Forza. I don't think any of us care about that.
Don't give a fuck.
But they showed off a car on the show stage. She's like, this is a Forza car.
They actually, when they released that car earlier, like this month, I think, they announced that game. So they have like some weird, crazy agreement with Ford.
I only got reminded of it because at the EA show, they talked about Need for Speed. It's a racing game, a kind of open world-ish. There's police cars that chase you.
Oh, yeah. So it's a Need for Speed game.
Yeah, it's a Need for Speed game. They also announced that there was an expansion for Star Wars The Old Republic coming out, which is an MMO I think most of us have forgotten about by now. But since it's a free-to-play game, the expansion will be free-to-play.
Do you ever play anymore?
Jeez. I downloaded it like a month or two ago and played about 5 minutes and uninstalled it.
Star Wars The Old Republic, Knights of the Fallen Empire.
Yeah, I saw Knights in Star Wars Old Republic, so like when you post that, I was like, holy shit, Knights of the Old Republic, like 3 is coming out. I was actually driving. I had to like pull over, and I started like going. I'm like, I don't see anything. Like, it's not on Reddit, and so I like went to Kotaku. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, nobody's talking about this. And then I found like a small article about the MMO expansion. I'm like, for fuck's sake.
Probably the most interesting thing to come out of the EA show is a new IP called Unravel. did anyone else watch this guy? He like literally had like a little yarn doll that he had made while he was like camping with his kids, and he spent the whole camping trip thinking of interesting things he could do with yarn in the wild, because the entire game apparently is about a little yarn guy just traveling through the outside world. It was very like independent developer-y for a EA game. He's like a little red yarn guy, which I don't think is an accident, because like the red thread of fate, sort of. So he's supposed to be like connecting. He has like always has a string behind him. So I think he's supposed to be trying to be connecting two people, or connecting a person back to his old childhood memories or something like that.
Sounds boring as fuck.
Yeah.
Yawn.
But Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare 2 made another appearance. They did a whole bunch of sports games that I kind of like dozed off during the middle. The only thing that was even really remarkable is they got Pele to come in and sit with them and talk for like 10 minutes about FIFA. And
he was at another E3 like couple of years ago.
Okay, maybe it's not so remarkable then. I'm like, why would Pele come to E3 to talk about fucking FIFA?
I think last time he was talking about his he like used it as an opportunity to like promote his foundation for
charity
or whatever.
Yeah, then they took a little while to talk about mobile games. Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes is the card game they're making for a mobile game.
Yawn, boring.
They're also making a game called Minion Paradise, which is the minions for Despicable Me, and you're building a little island paradise for them.
I'm kind of starting to hate minions.
But then they got back to the good stuff with Mirror's Edge Catalyst, which is actually the prequel to the original Mirror's Edge. It's like the story of how Faith got so fucking good at running around on tops of buildings.
Isn't going to start out with a training montage where it's like, dun,
I guess.
Dun, dun, dun.
But Star Wars Battlefront also.
Yep.
Which was really cool. It was the first gameplay footage we'd ever seen.
Looks good.
You can control vehicles, and then all of a sudden Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker start having a lightsaber fight in the middle of Hoth. Interesting. Definitely interesting.
Was that like, what else did they talk about with Battlefront?
I mean, it was really just they had a whole 5-minute trailer of gameplay, which was really cool looking. It looked amazing. They didn't really talk much about like switching characters or anything like that. It was just every once in a while they would be following a guy in the ground, and then all of a sudden they'd be following a guy in a vehicle, and they were doing the Battle of Hoth, so obviously it was them trying to wrap the ropes around the walkers and get them to fall over. And just like in I remember when I played Rogue Squadron, there was a mission like that, and you'd like have to fly right by it and then press a button at the exact right moment to launch your little javelin out and fly around.
That was fucking obnoxious.
Yeah, and it looks like the flying around is probably going to be just as difficult, because they give you like the same camera view, and like he's like, they go like almost there, which I remember from Rogue Squadron 2.
Yeah, hopefully they'll control better.
It looked really good.
Yeah. That's my impression of it.
Yeah, but you're just like a little, like, he was just like a normal guy with a little soldier with a gun, and he's just like, pew, 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 shooting people, and all of a sudden he just sees like this guy get like pulled up into the air and force choked, and he's like, what? And he like turns around, and Darth Vader is just staring like right at him. I would have been like, I would have shit my pants, like, yeah. Oh, shit.
Fucking nuts.
Well, that was the entirety of the EA show.
Ubisoft, first thing they announced is the new sequel of the South Park game, Stick of Truth.
Rather than being in like the fantasy realm, they now are in the superhero realm. So it's Coon and Friends, if everyone is familiar with that.
Yeah.
Doesn't it have Butthole in the name or something?
Oh, well, the title is South Park, The Fractured Butthole. So it's not... It's like fractured but complete.
Yeah.
But it's a nice little wordplay they have there.
Little punnage.
Fractured butthole.
And they brought Trey Parker and Matt Stone on stage, and they looked really not happy to be there.
Really? Yeah. Didn't seem that pissed off. But like everyone kept asking them, like, oh, you said you'd never make a video game again. And then he's like,
we're just whiny bitches. Just ignore
us. Yeah, we're just
Obsidian
whiny.
That's doing the...
No, actually, Obsidian's not stopped. Involved.
Okay. You're doing it with Ubisoft.
I think Obsidian mainly just published the last one, though, because if I remember right, That was like mostly developed at another company, and then that company went under.
I just remember because they were. I remember reading on their like Obsidian's like newsletter, which I get they're talking about when they were making it. Should I guess some of the writers at least or something? I don't know.
Huh. I mean, I know it was like mainly written by Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Like they were pretty heavily involved in it, and they did a lot of the development at. THQ, I think, is where it was originally at.
Ever, that went under and
Obsidian's
it got bought up.
Always getting published by people.
Yeah, I don't know. They may have just, like... I think they really just needed someone to come in and help them finish up the game. Because it was mostly done when it went to Obsidian, I think. I don't know.
The internet.
Immediately we'll after that, they announced for a game called For Honor, new IP... So I was watching this, and they were doing a trailer, and they showed all these scenes of like Vikings fighting samurais, and knights fighting samurais, and knights fighting Vikings. So the first thing that went through my head is like, didn't they already make a Deadliest Warrior game? Like I thought, yeah. like that that Spike TV show or whatever.
That's I was certain it was going to be a Deadliest Warrior.
Yeah. So that, but it turns out it's just those three races: samurai, knights, and Vikings, and it's some sort of.
What?
Sorry. I have to interrupt with previous Stick of Truth discussion.
All right.
Ubisoft published it and Obsidian developed it.
THQ was the original publisher, and they went under, so Ubisoft bought the rights.
Okay. Did it. Interesting.
Right.
Yeah, it was all made by Obsidian.
I don't think it was all made by Obsidian. I think it was made mostly by THQ and Obsidian.
Why would Wikipedia do that? Why would they say... It says developers, Obsidian Entertainment with South Park Digital Studios.
Because they got final credit because THQ went under. There was nobody to credit there because THQ no longer existed. So it wasn't completely done when they moved it over.
While being developed
Obsidian.
By Obsidian Entertainment, there was also a change of publisher following the bankruptcy of THQ,
THQ,
the original publisher.
The publisher.
The game's rights were purchased by Ubisoft for publishing in early 2013.
Yeah, they were never developing it.
THQ was also a developer.
They were, but they weren't developed.
Wikipedia says they were publishing it, man.
Obsidian published it the whole time. I mean, developed it the whole time.
According to Wikipedia, yes.
Okay.
Development began in 2009 when Trey Parker and Matt Stone approached Obsidian.
Okay.
About making a role playing game.
Okay, I'm clearly wrong. You're right.
No, the internet's right. None of us are ever right.
But actually, the Stick of Truth looked really funny because they made a whole bunch of jokes about the previous game. Like in the game, Cartman goes like, "We need to make a better game. The combat system in the last one sucked. I will not set it for anything less than a 9.5 on GameSpot." But back to For Honor, it's sort of like it looks kind of Dynasty Warrior-ish, where you have like these little foot soldiers fighting for you, but obviously they're never going to win the war. But it's like 4-on-4, and one team plays some race, another team plays another race, and you kind of fight off. It looked kind of cool. It's supposed to have a really innovative control scheme, where like the joystick determines like which stance you're standing in.
Seems like, like a 3D Bushido Blade kind
of. Yeah. So that was a... I thought that was really interesting looking. I'm looking forward to seeing how that game pans out. They went on to announce a whole bunch of crap I don't really care about for after that. The Crew gets an expansion pack, which is another racing game.
It's a racing game, yeah.
Trials Fusion gets an expansion pack called Amazing Level Max.
Awesome Level Max. There's like a something riding a unicorn.
Yeah, the trailer was like a little anthropomorphized cat. With a laser gun riding on a fire breathing unicorn, and that's like all they showed.
So it's being developed by Reddit users,
I guess.
Yeah.
So I mean, a lot of people were joking about how awesome the game would be. I never really liked Trials to begin with. I bought the original one, found it as frustrating as fuck.
Yeah.
And never even bothered to buy Trials Fusion, but everyone was like comparing it to how they did like Far Cry 4's Electric Dragon or whatever that thing was. What was it?
Blood Dragon.
Thank you. Looking at you, because you're the only one that here is that plays Far Cry games.
Play them all.
Continuing on the crap that I don't care about, there's a game coming out called Anno 2205, and it's a sequel to another game called Anno 2070 that one of my friends asked me to buy to play with him, and it's like the worst fucking game ever. It's like SimCity combined with Age of Empires. It's like it's a city building game, and eventually you start fighting. sort of like you would in Age of Empires, but you spend half an hour developing like resources and farms, and because there's a whole tree you have to get through before you actually can build like ships,
that military fight and
stuff like that. So it was literally like I played with my friend. It was like 45 minutes of building up your city, and then you finally build a military unit. So I thought it was intensely boring. I don't know why they're making a sequel for it.
I think it was pretty popular.
Yeah.
A lot of people liked that game.
But they had their own thing about The Division and Rainbow Six Siege, and they actually had more gameplay for it. Like I talked about, in The Division, you go into the Dark Zone, you can betray your friends and take their loot. So that was kind of cool. They showed a playthrough of Rainbow Six Siege as well. These are all, like, another thing I forgot to mention is, like, all these games are going to have, like, early access betas at some point. Almost all of them.
Right.
So Siege, did it take the place of Rainbow Six Patriots? That doesn't exist anymore?
I have no idea what that is, so I think so.
Was that announced last year?
That was like 2 years ago. They announced Rainbow Six Patriots, and then I don't know if something happened like with ISIS and everything going on, and they changed, like, turned tail, but...
Yeah. It is about, like, some sort of terrorist organization, and they have to stop them. They also announced...
Trackmania Turbo.
Trackmania Turbo. Never heard of Trackmania, but it's like a racing game where you can build your own tracks. Bloody
it was popular like 5 years ago.
Yeah. They
on
had
the PCs.
They had Just Dance 2016 come out.
Woot woot.
And then now Just Dance has a subscription service. So I guess
for songs.
For songs. Aww. So it's called Just Dance Unlimited. And they also announced that somehow if you don't have a camera-enabled console like the Kinect or PlayStation Move, you can use your smartphone to dance to the songs.
Put it in your
pocket. I don't know how.
Yeah, probably put it in your pocket and the accelerometer does it.
Something like that. But they didn't go into detail, but they're like, hey, now anybody can do it. And they, so great. Now everyone can just dance.
An Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Yeah.
Basically more
Sword
Assassin's
Cane.
Creed.
Sword Cane.
Sword Cane. Sword.
Cane Sword. Yeah.
Throwing knives.
Very
Sword Cane.
Like basically the steampunkiest of all the Assassin's Creed so far. It's got a little grappling hook now.
Yeah.
And a Sword Cane. I don't know if we brought that up.
I can't stand those games. Sword. I just can't.
I'm like four Assassin's Creeds behind now. I don't even know if I want to catch up.
Well, two a year, you can never catch up.
Yeah.
I stopped playing at one point. I really liked the first two, but at one point it stopped becoming Assassin's Creed and became Assassin's Creed, like, gang simulator. You're just, like, managing a group of street thugs.
Yeah, well, that's what this one's about, is you're not even, like, the assassins anymore. It seems like you're some rogue assassin leading a gang of Londoners called the Rooks.
Right. Basically, some like British mafia.
Yeah, British
one
mafia,
of them right. That'll you'll play like through a third of the game doing that shit, and then one will find out that he's a assassin, and then he'll train to be an assassin, and he'll use the rest of the gang to assassinate people. And it's in London, so they'll probably involve the Freemasons. I'm calling it Freemasons will be in there somehow.
Illuminati,
Jack the Ripper,
all that great stuff. But the big reveal for Ubisoft was Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, which is supposed to be an open world Ghost Recon game where you take you take on the South American drug cartels
in an open world.
Yeah, but like you have certain objectives.
Can you fish?
I don't know. The only thing they went over.
Can you mine?
Seems like they're Far Cry kind of.
Yeah, it was like one particular mission where you have to take out the cocaine establishment of this guy named White Hat, and they said that the game presents you with multiple ways to do that. Like you have a long range option where you can just snipe White Hat and then like kill the guys trying to drive away with the cocaine. Then there's a stealth option where you come in at nighttime and it's raining and you sneak into this house and murder everyone and you kidnap White Hat, throw him in the back of your trunk, and God knows what happens to him after that.
That sounds pretty cool.
And then there's the third option was the ambush option where you just throw caution to the wind and run straight at them with assault rifles.
You kill everybody but White Hat. Yeah, you steal the cocaine.
You steal the cocaine and you have White Hat in your sniper scope And he's like, don't waste a bullet. That man's already dead. And then, like, the next scene is, like, the drug boss. Like,
bullets hard to come by?
I don't know.
In Mexico?
It's like it's a drug boss, like, beating the shit out of
White Hat. The first rule of killing drug lord, if you're going to steal all their money, shoot them, kill them. Why? How expensive is it? Bullets not worth this guy inevitably coming back at the end of the game and trying to kill me because I stole all his cocaine.
They knew that the drug boss would torture him to death, so they're like, that's a better death for him. That's more than he deserves.
Their point was you could do like lots of different stuff to take down the whole cartel, and one of the ways was to turn them against each other.
Yeah, what's the best way to
leaving him alive?
Because they're like, the drug cartels worship death. They don't fear them. So how do you defeat an enemy that doesn't fear death? And it's like you kill manipulate them. You manipulate them and turn them against each other.
Are they able to
and the
come
thing
back
I thought was hilarious
dead?
Is the drug boss had all these tattoos all over him. Like he had the skull on the back of his head. But then it like focuses on the front of his head. He's got like Avatar arrow, like Aang arrow tattoo, like right on his forehead. I was like, oh, that's hilarious.
He's a big fan.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever play the Advanced Warfare US Recons?
No.
Advanced Warfighters?
Not really.
Oh,
I've never really been able to get into Tom Clancy games.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like starting at the beginnings of series, but there is no beginning or end to Tom Clancy series.
Splinter Cell annoyed the shit out of me.
Cool. You don't like Splinter Cell?
I played Rainbow Six and Rainbow Six Rainbow Vegas or whatever. I like those games.
Yeah, I started with Black Arrow on the original Xbox. It was pretty fun. Come on, Danny, man. What's the next topic?
Okay, well, I have just random stuff after this. Like, they had a... It wasn't anyone's press conference, really, but Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain, they had a trailer for that.
It's interesting that wasn't in any of the press conferences.
Yeah, they kind of, like, showed it outside of it in the E3 live.
It wasn't even
footage.
In PlayStation's.
No, it was, like... They kind of, like, showed a couple scenes from it, like, in their, like...
Wrap-up.
In their wrap-up, you know, montage, but, like, nobody talked about it.
So these are like all the games that I wrote down seeing outside of the press release. Battleborn from Gearbox. It's kind of like Borderlands, except instead of just having four playable characters, there's 25 of them. And they all have different abilities and stuff like that and different weapons. It seemed a little more like kiddish than Borderlands.
Is it like MOBA style?
Not exactly MOBA style, but there's like a versus where you can fight each other, or there's like a story mission where five of you can go in and fight monsters on this. Like, you're on the last star left in the universe or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else has died out, and you're fighting these like enemies that are basically like entropy anthropomorphized or something. Metal Gear Solid Battleborn. Those are look really cool.
Yoshi's
Woolly World. I was about to bring that up. Yeah, it's like a platformer. It's just like Kirby Yarn Story, basically. So I'm sure maybe Allie will probably like that.
They announced that like a few months ago.
But like they announced a couple of different games in relationship to like little amiibos they were coming out with. And there was one for like a little chibi robot or like little robot or something like that. And I thought it was hilarious because right in the middle of the press conference, they're talking about this game, and he's like. He's a little robot that has a little plug coming out of it, and he uses this plug as like a whip and a weapon in the game. And so it's like a girl presenting the game to like the guy caster for like YouTube or whatever it was. And she's like, so you can like use upgrades to make your whip longer as the game goes on. And then like it shows the length of your whip, and he's like, so his thing is like 6 inches right now. And he like starts laughing. And then like the woman is like, oh my God, did you just make a joke? That is gross. it's like obviously a children's game, like
yeah.
A totally inappropriate comment about a children's game. But Yoshi's Woolly World is another thing announced. Legos is not only getting like their own Minecraft, it looks like, but it's also like sort of its own amiibo sort of thing too, called Lego's Dimensions.
Oh yeah,
another Toys to Life thing.
Yeah, like another Toys to Life.
I wonder
thing
how many of those the market can support before it'll all crash.
You have to buy the portal and assemble it before it'll work connected to your system.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can buy special proprietary Lego sets, and they have pretty much every different facet of characters. You get anything from like Ninja Turtles to Power Rangers to Ninjago. Apparently they're all going to be in the game playable. Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
They showed the opening footage was of you playing those characters in a Portal world.
Yeah.
Portal. So it's like it's got IP from all over the fucking place. But it says another like life's toys come to life, and there was Infinity, obviously.
Steam sales.
Didn't James have some Infinity stuff to talk about?
I mean, this was just independent stuff that I was thinking about talking about.
I think everything that we saw has been spoiled.
Well,
we were too late.
It's like it was a big deal for us. Like we finally got like some news from like an actual source rather than like
It was really
from a website.
We've been like really like having no news for a while.
Well, you guys posting about it was the first I heard of any of the Star Wars Rebel stuff.
We actually had it before anybody else, but I was in Florida when Kotaku broke it, and then did not feel like having a podcast immediately after coming back from Florida.
A couple of stupid games. There's a game called Flame in the Flood. It was a girl's rafting. It's like a survival game where a girl's rafting down a river. The only reason it sparked my interest is because it's a 6-man team that built it, and like at least half of them were from Irrational Studios. So that's where they all got kicked out to. And I talked about this with you guys earlier, but there's a company called Overkill that's making a game called Overkill's The Walking Dead, and they had the brilliant idea to make their own headset to go along, like VR headset to go along with it. So there is a VR headset coming out from Overkill that, as far as I know, only has one game you can play it with so far. But they had an interview with the guy, and they're like, isn't this a terrible idea? Why wouldn't you just use Oculus or use a Morpheus or something? And he's like, well, we had talked with this company called something, I can't remember, and decided to acquire them. So we have developed the game and also developed the headset. So it's like the best headset to play the game with. And apparently it has like what is it, 5K? What's the newest?
4K.
4K. 4K resolution, a wider, it's like widescreen rather than whatever the Oculus Rift is. So it's like bigger vision field and stuff like that.
Huh.
So I'm sure
it'll be a great game. How much is that going to cost?
He did not say. I can't imagine it'll be worth it in the end. But another game that got announced outside is Transformers Devastation. It's like a beat-em-up game.
It's actually looks kind of cool. Yeah.
Streets of Fury, sort of.
I heard it uses the same engine as that Legend of Korra game that came out not too long ago.
But you play as the original like 1980s cartoon versions of the Mega, the Transformers, and fight like 30 different Decepticons.
Yeah, I like the art style, and it looks pretty good.
They talked about Ratchet & Clank new games coming out, and there's apparently a movie that's going to come out at the same time.
Oh, shit.
A Ratchet & Clank movie? I did not hear about this.
I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Which one's Ratchet & Clank? Is that the guy in the little fox thingy?
No, that's the guy in the robot. You're thinking of Jax.
Yeah, Jack and Daxter.
Yeah. Almost the same game.
New game coming out. It's an episodal game, but it's King's Quest, A Night to Remember. I'm sure you guys...
That's going
to
be episodic?
Yeah. But they talked about it, and apparently the first episode is really, really long. And they haven't made the second episode yet, but according to him, compared to other episodic games, the first episode is almost an entire game.
Okay. Pretty cool.
But after that, I saw a trailer for a game called Adrift, and it's basically Gravity the game. You're like a little, like the whole trailer was like you're an astronaut floating in space, and you're like slowly like drifting, and you see like the space station, and then you keep drifting, and you see that the space station, the other end of the space station, is like falling apart. So that's, I thought that was hilarious. But all like Rock Band 4, they had a little promo for it. It looks a lot like the old Rock Bands.
Are they bringing back the plastic peripherals?
Yeah. And then Banner Saga 2. That's the last game I had written down.
What is Banner Saga 2?
Remember, Banner Saga was a game that came out. It was famous because it got into a court case with Candy Crush Saga. Then Candy Crush Saga was telling them they couldn't put Saga in their game name.
They trademarked the word Saga.
Yeah. So Banner, that game's
hopefully
getting a
sequel. Won.
It's just like a tactical RPG, sort of like Final Fantasy Tactics or XCOM, that kind of stuff.
All right.
Nice. But that is basically everything.
Except for Sony.
Oh, that's true. We didn't talk about Sony.
We didn't write down any of the Sony. We just watched the Sony press conference together.
Yeah, we watched the Sony press conference together. I can remember everything. Last Guardian was the first thing they announced.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed the beginning.
You missed the beginning. I know you did.
So they announced Last Guardian.
Yeah. And they even had like 5 minutes of gameplay footage for it.
Okay.
It's like boy and his giant dragon dog. That's like the entire game, it seems like. Exploring ruins. Right. Very Ico-ish sort of Shadow Colossus story.
Shit, I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah. I actually don't remember what they announced after that.
Street Fighter?
No, it was Horizon, A New Dawn. It's a new IP where the humanity has fallen from its technological like establishment. They call us the old ones because they cannot remember our ways anymore. But our cities still exist, but they've been overrun by foliage. It's very much like sort of Last of Us sort of thing where it's like end of humanity. The Earth starts reclaiming our cities, but they're still there. And humans are just like little tribes, and they hunt with bows and arrows. But what they hunt are machines. There's like animals that look like machines. Like there's like a.
Why would you hunt a machine? You can't fucking eat a machine.
No, like machines rule the world, so they need to hunt them or something like that. There was a little bit of gameplay. Just like, again, just the starting opening sequence of the game, basically. So it's they didn't give a whole lot of information about what it is. But after that, I think it was, I can't remember exactly what's after that.
Was it Street Fighter V?
Street Fighter V, yes. And then right after that was the Final Fantasy VII remake, right?
No Man's Sky was after that.
No Man's Sky was after that.
That looked pretty cool.
And then it was the Final Fantasy VII, right?
Yeah.
So they finally announced it. There's a Final Fantasy VII remake, and that was in the middle of their presentation, apparently.
Yeah.
There was more important things to talk about down the line than Final Fantasy VII remake. Didn't have any gameplay. It was just like one trailer at the beginning.
Firewatch looked really good, which came after.
Yeah, Firewatch is like a little cartoony sort of game where you play like a park ranger, and it seems like there's some sort of mystery, like someone cut your cable to the outside world.
A couple people go missing.
Yeah,
you got some lady on the radio helping you out.
Yeah, you got that. But while you're out of your little watchtower, someone else is in your watchtower. So it seems a little bit like a cool little survival mystery sort of thing.
Yeah.
Shows you cutting down trees and clearing paths and saving turtles.
It kind of looked like the Sherlock Holmes games. Have you played those, little mystery ones?
No.
Yeah, a little bit. What was after that?
They talked a lot about PlayStation View and their music subscription service. Oh, they taught Dreams.
The Media Molecule.
Nightmares.
Guys that made Little Big Planet have a new game. Horrible game. I don't know if it's horrible, but at least the stage demo was like nightmare-inducing.
Yeah. It's basically you get to make short movies. And the way they
short tool videos.
Yeah, there's some sort of little claymation that they do that just looks terrifying, the way they introduced it.
It really did look like a tool video.
Yeah. I can see more people making like horror movies with that stuff than like they call it Dreams because you're supposed to be animating your dreams and you're supposed to be able to look at other people's dreams after they finish animating them. But I think that's going to be nightmares, sex scenes, and penises. That's all that game is going to be.
Cloudy junk.
Yeah. They do a pretty good job of keeping penises at a Little Big Planet. So.
And then they showed a whole bunch of Devolver indie games that were all 8-bit. Yeah. All 8-bit games or 16-bit or something.
Yeah.
And it did not look very impressive.
I didn't really keep track of any of those.
But the Shenmue 3 Kickstarter made an announcement.
Yeah.
And where are we at now?
Give a little background. I'm going to load it up.
So the Shenmue 3 Kickstarter went live at the same time it was announced during E3. And we checked on it like 30 minutes afterwards, and it already raised $750,000, $750,000. And their goal is $2 million, and it seems like they're going to easily reach it at this point. They have stretch goals that stretch up to like $5 million, which we thought was ridiculous. But if you can get $1 million in an hour, maybe they can make it to $5 million. I don't know.
They're at $1.1 million at 94 minutes into the thing.
94 minutes in, million?
1.1.
1.1. Ooh, it seems like it slowed down a little bit.
Yeah.
But do you want to talk about Shenmue for a little bit?
It was a really terrible game on the Dreamcast. It went like hundreds of millions of dollars over budget. Kind of killed the Dreamcast. super boring. Nothing to do really in the game. It's just kind of a reality simulator.
Yeah.
You bum around this little Japanese town. You get a job, drive a forklift. You can go into different stores and like buy little bobbleheads. And
I'd say it's a mix between Second Life and some of those Japanese graphic novel games.
Okay.
Yeah.
They announced the exclusivity of, this is something we've been debating throughout the entire show, is they keep saying the games are exclusive, but it seems like what they mean to say is they're timed exclusive. So maybe Tomb Raider will come out 3 months ahead of time on Xbox and then come out on PlayStation after that. But they announced Call of Duty 3, Black Ops 3, is going to be play it first on PlayStation 4. So it's going to have some sort of exclusive, either exclusive or time exclusive deal to it.
The other thing about Shenmue is it was made by Yu Suzuki, who's the guy who made Hang On, Space Harrier, Outrun, and Afterburner. Hmm. And I don't believe he's made anything else since Shenmue.
Interesting.
I really like Afterburner.
Blacklisted by the industry.
Yeah. I downloaded it again on the Xbox Live Arcade, Afterburner.
So what was the last thing? Uncharted was the last thing.
Yeah, Uncharted.
In PlayStation. Do we miss anything?
Probably, but that conference was the worst.
Yeah,
one,
PlayStation
I think.
Was very disappointing. Especially
I think it was worse
following
than the
up
Ubisoft
Xboxes.
One.
Yeah, it everything was really exciting all day until we got to PlayStation, and they just did not.
They just phoned it in.
Yeah, they did not have the content that they needed.
Didn't they show Assassin's Creed also?
Yeah, they also showed Assassin's Creed.
Oh man,
which is depressing. I was hoping they would bring it, but they did not.
No, I think PlayStation is in for some rough times, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
The one thing I was really hoping for was more about Persona 4. I thought that would have been awesome. Maybe I'm not the right crowd for it, or maybe E3 is not great, their crowd for that. But
Persona 5?
Persona 5, thank you.
Yeah, no, I mean, they've announced Persona games at E3 before.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think, because it's supposed to come out at the end of this year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe, I think they might have pushed it back. It used to be December 2015. It might be 2016 now. But I thought that would have been a great announcement.
Yeah. I don't know. I've heard people saying like the Japanese game industry is getting kind of isolationist again, kind of like when it was in the 80s. So
they
like,
do have a lot of exclusive games just in Japan, because a lot of the stuff they come out with is based on animes that are only popular over there.
Right, and they spent a lot of the past 10 years trying to make games for the Western world, yeah. And they've been kind of losing their home market doing that, so yeah. It seems like a lot of people are kind of not really focusing on the Western market anymore, just trying to sell to make Japanese games for Japanese people, and if we really want it, we can start a petition or something and bring it over.
I mean, it's like Xbox doesn't do very well in Japan, right?
No, not at all.
I imagine if there's an E3 in Japan, Xbox always phones it in.
Yeah, they sell them like the fives of digits in Japan, each console. Yeah,
but I mean, still, it's not like PlayStation is a minor franchise here in America the same way Xbox is a minor franchise in Japan. So I was really surprised that they just decided not to bring anything.
Three pillars in this whole region. So they're all...
Yeah.
Like Nintendo, as of late, has kind of fallen off, but it's still there just like the others are.
Yeah, that's E3 in a nutshell. And it only took us
an hour and
30 minutes to talk about it.
Good God. So much stuff. We go from having zero news to just being overloaded. Because the con hasn't even started yet. There's still 3 days left in the convention. This is just the Monday full of press releases.
Yeah, it seems like the press releases were only really Monday and Tuesday, mm-hmm. The big ones. And Sunday for Bethesda.
Sunday.
But so keep your... if you're listening to this early on Tuesday morning... Nintendo goes on at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So we have emails and stuff, right?
We have two emails, actually.
Two emails.
Ooh.
Yeah, one of them was in request to us telling someone to email us the word Amiibo so they could finally get this off of Matt's table and take it with them. It was John Crawford.
Oh,
said, if it's still available, please have James or Danny bring it to him at the game store.
It is yours, sir.
So, Johnny Crawford, you have won a Sheik Amiibo. And then my little brother, who listens to the show, emailed because of your little shout-out section last episode.
Shout out section.
Remember at the end of the show, he asked if anybody had any shout outs or whatever?
Yeah.
Any plugs, yeah.
He emailed me because he plays a ton of Grand Theft Auto 5 multiplayer. Because they have some group set up. It's like hundreds of people in the same little gang or whatever it is. And he just wanted a shout out. And he says his gamer tag is Phobos1877, which is PHOBOS1877. And they're part of Spectre, which is XXX Spectre XXX on the Rockstar Social Club.
Triple X, yeah.
They play GTA 5 and are looking for new recruits. They offer in-game cash for loyalty. They hold weekly tournaments for Microsoft points and in-game cash. They're a close group and looking for players who are respectable. They want everyone to have enough people to heist and have a good experience with. They take over lobbies in minutes and will offer to help anyone who's willing to ask. And they just wanted us to give them a shout out so they can join up there. A lot of the videos he
PlayStation
makes,
or
Xbox One.
Man, if I had GTA 5, I would join the Triple X Big Ballers Magnum Dicks group.
That is like such a classic, MMO kind of naming style.
Yeah.
Like, I am lowercase x, capital X, lowercase x, capital x, dash.
That's how many
x,
names are taken.
Sephiroth. And then they do the same thing on the opposite side, just frame the name so they don't look utterly retarded.
Now, he plays a lot of GTA 5. I've never really been into any GTA games, but some of the cool things they do on the videos they make and put on YouTube and stuff is a while back there were 16 of them and they all had like B-52 bombers, like big jets, and they were flying in a straight line. They all jump out and parachute. And then as the jets are falling, they switch jets in midair and then take off again in the video and keep going.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool. Him and a couple other guys are the ones that run it. There's like 114 people in the whole thing. And they always go around and they make videos and stuff. And their videos are semi-popular.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good. So, yeah.
If you play that game,
join
one more time.
XXX Spectre XXX.
XXX.
On rockstarsocialclub.com.
Triple X, Big Dicks, Spectre Sluts. Triple X.
And Jared is Phobos1877 with a PH on the front.
And someone is Jishmil.
That's Jizmil?
Oh, that's his Kick handle is J-Ishmail, J-I-S. That's how they all communicate is on Kick because Xbox takes too long.
I don't even know what Kick is.
Oh, the other thing they announced in the PlayStation 3 was the new expansion for Destiny, The Taken King.
It was $40. Nobody cares.
All three of us are going to get it and play
I don't know. It's got to have a lot for $40. That is pushing the boundary of DLC. Is that the most expensive episodic DLC?
That is
DLC
definitely the most expensive DLC I've ever heard of.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
And
the only thing that comes close, remember Big Island Paradise for Burnout Paradise?
No.
It was like a Big Island add-on. It gave you like 50% more like territory to roam. I remember it was like $30 when it came out. So that's pretty close. But I think all three of us end up getting it just because we play together all the time.
If it's got, I mean, it's got to have a lot.
I think it will.
Maybe not day one. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah.
Day one, we'll all be just like we did with the past one.
Anybody play anything this week? Or are we just skipping all that?
I played the Phantom Pain demo. It was free on PSN this week.
How was it?
It's pretty good.
That's Metal Gear Solid, right?
Yeah, yeah. I had to play like an hour of it. Didn't really get too far into it.
Did you have your robot hand, or was that not existent yet?
Not existent yet. I think that comes later. It starts out in the late 70s. So. No, it seems to be mainly based on like the Peace Walker timeline, which I'm not very familiar with.
Yeah. I know back in the day, I was definitely very deep-rooted in the Metal Gear Solid canon, because all the way up to Metal Gear Solid 3, I love those games. Really, let's see.
So, yeah, that, a lot of Minecraft, a lot of Final Fantasy Tactics still grinding away. So much grinding in that game.
I almost brought Charlie tonight. I'm glad I didn't because the girls and weren't here. Yeah, because she asked me to go so bad. Every time I go to the show, she asks me if she can go.
I played Massive Chalice. It was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, I beat Massive Chalice. I thought it was great.
What's that?
I've only played the first.
That was the Xbox Live Gold game of the month.
I played the first map. I haven't got it because I've been on vacation. But you said you beat it. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So Massive Chalice. There's a Kotaku review for it that you can read. But it's very much XCOM. It's almost exactly XCOM, except you're an immortal king that you have to wait 300 years for this chalice to charge up to destroy the Cadence that are invading your kingdom. So you have the ability to fast forward through time, and you have heroes that aren't immortal, so they kind of live and grow up and die, And so you're playing over 300 years, so you end up switching your hero team up a lot. But to keep your bloodlines, you give them manners, and they like repopulate. They have babies and train them in their ways.
Can you like marry a baby to like another royal?
You can, but I mean, it's
not like he has baby fucking with you.
It's not like he has sex with a baby. The baby is infertile until they're like 15.
That's what I meant.
Like, whatever, dude.
You can make like an 8-year-old.
I heard some people talking about it. Like to keep a bloodline going, you marry like an 8-year-old to an adult, and then wait so much of your campaign before anything else can happen.
Yeah. Preferably 18 years.
But the game was really cool. There's three different classes. There's Caberjacks, which are dudes who just run around and fight with like the portable battering rams that like police officers have. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what is the point of
that? Yeah, I didn't understand. Like, why not just have a sword?
But they're the melee class in the game. So like, anything, swords, like clubs, axes, why would you fight with a battering ram? So that's that. They're the melee class. There's like a magic-ish class called alchemists. They also
have Wolverine claws.
They have little Wolverine claws they can fight with hand to hand. But their big deal is they can like throw little flasks that explode in an AOE and kill people. And then there's the last class are the hunters. They're like the bowmen. They have crossbows that are bigger than them. And they like hold them over their shoulders and go like.
Oh, like ballast rather than
they're like
it's a double like, fine game. So like, everything's very stylized. Cartoony. Fine game.
It's like it's seriously like an arbalist sort of.
So I noticed like the guys have like traits and stuff, but every single out of the five heroes I started with, all of them are drunk. All five of them are drunk. Like they have the trait alcoholic, and they all five. So is that like is that common?
That's not how my game started out.
Like all five. So I think when they're like breed, like they're gonna pass that alcoholism on.
Yeah. So they,
but it's really I've noticed that being drunk is not a pro. It's not good for
you. Kind of like wobble, missing. Walk.
They're like not hitting people when they go to shoot them. Like, why are all five of them alcoholics?
It's probably because your connect over the years just picked up all the alcohol banter you and Allie pass around and just put it in your game.
So, I like I said, I played the full 300 years and beat the game. It took me like 3 or 4 days because I played it a couple hours. It gets
really hard.
It's really interesting. It's a lot like XCOM. The worst part of the game is actually the combat because it's like it slows down. Like I'm like speeding through the years and I'm like appointing the heads of new manors and I'm like considering who I want to marry to each other because I wanted to pass on good traits. And then I'm like. At the same time, I'm building upgrades and building new buildings, like a crucible, so my guys have more experience and stuff like that. And then, like, I'm fast-forwarding through time. And a lot of times when I'd hit a section where I have to fight something, I would just save the game and quit because I didn't feel like doing the combat in the game. But that's I had the same problem with XCOM. Is I'd be like, I'm building buildings under like, my underground base, and I'm trying to research things. And a fight would show up. I'm like, ugh. I got to slow down and do this whole fight. The thing I found, I eventually discovered, is hunters are the best class in the game. You could just have a team of hunters, and it'd be more than enough to just destroy. Because they're the only unit with like any real range.
That's how my XCOM unit goes. I usually have like one heavy, one medic, and four snipers.
There's like a... The alchemists have a range attack sort of because they can throw flasks, but they only get like five flasks and then they're done.
Okay, they run.
Whereas, like the hunters have infinite bows, and the other thing is when you breed people together, you can breed a hunter and an alchemist together, and it'll make like a hybrid class sort of. So whoever is the primary person and the regent, that's what they'll become. Like they'll become a hunter, but if you breed them with an alchemist. As a partner, it'll be some sort of hunter that has alchemist-like abilities. Like they shoot an arrow that has a flask on it, so when it hits somebody, it explodes in an AOE.
Oh, that's cool.
So there's a lot of customization there, but hunters are definitely the best class until you get to the last fight, and then I was like, "Holy shit! I wish I brought more alchemists because the AOE is like really important in the last fight."
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a skill tree.
Did you make it through with the hunters or did you have to go back and retool?
No, I like the whole game was fine until the last fight. And then that was the only time I really struggled a little bit. But I only had one guy die in the last fight.
Okay.
It's because the whole beginning of the game is there'll be like 15 enemies on the whole map. And you'll like just walk up and find them. but you kind of step forward, and then you see them, they spot you, and then they won't attack you until they spot you, basically. Mm-hmm. So that was a great thing about having like three hunters, is I would walk one guy up, they'd see me, and then all three other guys would just shoot that guy, and he'd die.
Is it available on PC or just Xbox?
Massive Chalice? I have no idea, actually.
Because the only my biggest thing is like, man, I wish I was playing this on PC.
Yeah.
There's a lot of menus and stuff to flip through.
Yeah, but the in the last battle of the game, rather than there being a set number of enemies you have to kill, you're just defending yourself. You're defending the chalice, and they just send waves and waves of guys at you. So hunters were great on the offensive, but they did not help as much defending against like eight guys running at me. Mm-hmm. That's when I needed the AoE and stuff. Luckily, I made my team was always three hunters, one alchemist, and one caberjack, just to like round it out in case I ever needed them. But the caberjack, his final skill, level 10, is actually pretty amazing. Whenever he kills something, he gets another turn. So I was just like, that was my caberjack AoE, is him just running from person to person, like, bam, you're dead. Bam, you're dead. But at every extra turn, he has less accuracy, so eventually he misses. And
mm-hmm. So, in our off time, you guys both went to Disney World. What was your like least favorite and favorite things about your trip down there?
I'll have to talk about that next week. There's so much to talk about in Disney World. It's already midnight.
Is it really?
Shit. Yeah.
I don't know. Other games I played Destiny because they had Iron Banner while you guys were away.
I played a lot of that too.
I thought that when you got to level rank 3, you would just be able to buy as many radiant lights as you wanted. But at rank 3, you're allowed to buy one. And then when you got to rank 5, you're allowed to buy one. So I was really disappointed. But it was the most fun I've ever had playing PvP because in Iron Banner, level advantage is enabled. So yep. I was level 34. And you would not believe how many 30s and 32s yep. were queuing up. I felt like a god. I was like just like taking these people down, like, ah.
I went 14-1 in a match.
Well, that's the thing, is I started using my Thorn, and I'm like, I eventually started switching to weapons just to level them up.
Level them up.
At the end of the game, I was fighting people with an unleveled Atheon's Epilogue, which is a 300 weapon. So I had like a 248 weapon killing people that like I would get in a gunfight with a level 32 with a Thorn and win. Yeah. Win.
I've definitely switched to where I have certain weapons I use on certain maps now. And that one that has like the red side and the green side, I forget the name of that one. That's on like
Pantheon
or whatever. I use that icebreaker and just scope the hallway. Dude, I that's my favorite map now that I do that.
Yeah. I thought Iron Banner was amazing on level 34 because everyone is like level 30. I've never done so well in PvP before in my life.
Did you use your two etheric light or you still got them?
I haven't used them yet. But one of the things is they had the Iron Banner bounties, and one of them was get 10 kills without dying.
Yep.
And the first two or three days, I didn't even pick it up because the last time I did Iron Banner, that was an impossible achievement.
I did it like three times in the week, three or four times.
I did it like every day after that. And I'm like, this is so easy. Oh my God.
I gotta go.
Okay.
James has been out of it for a while.
Yeah. I'm gonna go home. And the only other game I bought was I bought Darkest Dungeon on Steam, which is a game I heard about from Penny Arcade. They described it as the H.P. Lovecraft's Football Manager.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's like you have heroes and you put them into dungeons, but then they get stressed, so you have to send them to taverns to get unstressed and send them to mental hospitals to get rid of diseases they pick up and stuff like that. So it's a very like micromanaging a team of heroes sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I guess we're going to wrap it up tonight right now. Thanks for listening.
E3 part one.
E3 part one.
Oh, part two should be much shorter.
Yep. Epic conclusion next week. We'll have it more organized.
Yeah. I'm still recovering from Disney, so I'm kind of out of it myself.
And we'll hear about Disney World, pros and cons.
But yeah, send us an email at NintendoDreamcastPodcast@gmail.com. Pimp your shit. We'll pimp it. Come to our Facebook page, Nintendo, facebook.com/Nintendo Dreamcast. Come all over it. And give us a like. All right. Thanks. Like, bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.